This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Jeff Sundu.
We're discussing why people hate open offices so much. So much so that they create their own fourth wall to hide behind. They use headphones. They do all kinds of stuff, pretend to be busy. Some people even have two or three monitors, I've noticed, in certain open offices too, because they kind of wall themselves in as if that's going to hide everybody from them.
That's the fourth wall.
The fourth. It's a literal fourth wall until you get behind them. And oh, I see you're watching a YouTube video. There you go. Busy, I see. But that's how some people deal with
sound.
It. Yes, yeah, surround sound. We've got some WhatsApps. What have we got, Frida?
Ro here said, complete transparency in the workplace is great, but not physically between colleagues. A couple of partitions wouldn't go amiss. As does not seeing the girl you really fancy picking her nose.
Ooh. Well, there's an image I need, Ro. Thank you.
Miss Go said, no open office. I can't even stand office. I just work from home. Lucky my company allows that. We just go to office for meetings and presentations. I have to say, this was something I got used to when I was working in the previous company, and it really made a difference. I really got a lot of work done, right? And things you do go to the office when you need to for meetings and all that, and you appreciate the interaction there.
Yep.
And you know there's a reason for that interaction.
Yep.
And then you go back and do your work. So like my fourth wall is the wall in my house.
The interesting thing though, before we get on to the next story, Jeff, you've got a couple of tweets.
Jeff says on Twitter, I think it's good for the creative and marketing department and for the accounts department, etc., to be in an individual open plan, but not all departments in one open plan office.
Or they can go to a bar, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Probably, yeah. Michael Chang says, would rather work at a cafe. It's not the noise that is distracting, it's the fact that your colleagues can actually see what you're doing, even when you're not working. We need private space to slack off to.
This is true.
Totally agree.
Now, here's the thing. With this kind of turn against open offices, and there is quite a bit of it, you know, all this talk of, you know, co-working spaces and all these new ones popping up, we see a kind of turn,
a shift
against them, perhaps?
Not against. I guess it's going to be another evolution of what the future of, like, you know, workplaces would be like. Because, you know, in 2010, we had this whole thing, you know, bring your own devices and stuff, right? So that was like this new trend.
Hot desking.
And then hot desking, the standing desk. Yeah. And then, you know, people started making businesses out of basically just, you know, property, right? And become co-working spaces. We've seen the rise and fall of, like, WeWork, for example, right? I think we will just see an evolution of all these kind of places.
Maybe a hybrid.
So we're going to be sat at our desks with a visor on and noise-cancelling headphones in a public space.
You'll be on a VR headset working.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You'll probably be in some cafe somewhere or a beach, maybe.
And, you know what? That sounds like a really good idea, Jeff.
Yeah. Productive.
I'm off. Right. Let's start talking about mobile phones.
Well, when you're buying a new smartphone, generally everyone has like their own preferences and you've got your own set of criteria what you want in a smartphone. So you've got those people who are like your spec junkies, and then you've got those who are looking for the bargains, and then you've got those who are very loyal. They will stay with that one operating system or even a brand for as long as they can. So Google and Ipsos recently collaborated to conduct a study into looking at the smartphone buying habits of Malaysia. And certain aspects of the study can actually probably be considered quite interesting because they actually go into like the urban and also the rural areas and how they differ. So the main aim, they said, of the study was to pinpoint how Malaysians are choosing their smartphone purchases. With the report also sort of like diving into purchasing triggers for new smartphones, the journey that it takes for each buyer before they arrive at the decision of buying the phone, and also the consumer profiles for a typical Malaysian who buys a smartphone. I went for the event with Ali, our intern, and Suan Lim, who was the head of industry head of tech and telco at Google Malaysia, was basically giving the report out. And one of the key findings of the study of like the price of a new smartphone isn't actually one of the most important factors. It isn't even the top three.
Wow.
So really, it's not about the money. It's not about the ka-ching,
that's
ka-ching.
Where it came from.
Yeah, so in fact, affordability and budget is only on the fourth most important factor to that people actually consider. The top three by Malaysians in the study is battery life, operating system, and internal specs. If you combine all those three, that's a high number of decisions that people actually choose before they actually, you know, purchase the phone. The numbers were also broken down into genders and categories of genders and prices. So the number one factor that a male would consider is actually the operating system. So whether it's Android or whether it's iOS. So we're very strong, you know. And I kind of believe that because I'm very strong about, you know, Android. And when I look at iPhone, it's like, I can't justify paying
Stop.
X amount.
So be nice.
No, but it is pricey, okay. Right? Okay. So I can get Android phone. So, you know, but I know people who, you know, iPhone is their preferred choice.
It's the ecosystem.
Yeah, and they've embedded Matt Armitage, for example, right? Yeah. He's one of them. And I'm totally fine with that. Yeah. I don't have the money to spend. Yeah. Guess what is the number one feature that females...
Color.
I'm guessing it's camera.
You and Christine got it right. Yeah. It is camera. It is the most important factor for the female respondents, and I think that's also again pretty true.
Predictable.
Because we've seen how it's now they've also turned it into like their lifestyle, their brand itself, right? We've seen influencers on Instagram and Snapchats and TikToks and all this, right? So camera becomes such a huge criteria when buying a new phone. And then they broke down into so profiles in terms of, you know, what types of consumers do Malaysians have when buying a phone. And there's actually like 8 profiles in total, but there's 3 that actually dominates. Okay. And if you combine these 3 together, they make up about 80% of the market. So the biggest one is the avid researcher with nearly 46%. So a lot of people are saying that they're constantly researching before they buy a phone. They do, they watch a lot of YouTube videos, they go on Google searches, they start reading, and we are avid researchers when it comes to buying a phone. And then you've got 22% who are brand loyalists. So whatever the, you know, this manufacturer A comes out with, they will buy that phone. Or S or X or H or, you know, it doesn't matter. And then there's the in-store decider, which is at 10%. So in-store decider is the ones that actually would still go and buy in-store. They want to have the feel of the phone. They want to go and check it out. So, you know, a lot of people say, online is going to be like, you know, it's the big thing and retail is dying. Still, people would want to buy smartphones from the store itself. They would actually go down to the store and, you know, play around with it and actually have a feel. And that's actually my advice for, you know, many people come and ask me, hey Jeff, what phone shall I buy? I always just ask them, like, how much money do you want to spend first? And then you'll give me a budget of like, I've, you know, got 2,500 ringgit to spend. I'll give them a couple of options and then I'll tell them the best way to decide is to just go to the place, have a feel of the phone. Because 100% of the time when you're using the phone, you're actually holding it.
Yeah.
So if you don't like the way it, you know, feels on your hand and you can't seem to reach at the corners and stuff, then it's not the phone for you.
I had, as you know, fairly recently switched from one to another. I went from iOS to Android, right? And that... it's not been a difficult transition, but it was a difficult decision, I think, because I've been so used to having everything, you know, linked together. The ecosystem is very useful. And I was reading all about the specs of the phone that I got, and I'm like, do I really need that? Perhaps I don't. But the minute I walked into the store, I'd already fairly well decided what I wanted, but the minute I walked into the store, picked the phone up, I went, yes, this will work, because it was the right size, it was the right heft, I tried the camera, everything, and it was just like, this is going to work, you know, because I actually seen it in operation.
It's like looking for a new religion.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess it is.
So in a way, it's you are the in-store decider. So if you look at the consumers in the rural areas of Malaysia, they've actually shown to be powered by e-commerce. So the study actually showed that 27% of rural dwellers have bought their smartphones online in the past 3 months. So that is only going to rise because of the, I guess, you know, there aren't many physical stores like or experiential stores that they can go in and try these phones. They're going online to buy these phones because they're also bargain hunters in the sense that there's so many deals that you can get online. So I just thought like it's a fascinating study.
They did
this is an offline and online survey done by Ipsos and Google Malaysia. The sample size was about 929, which I then asked, like, you know, is this like a fair enough kind of, you know, average of the Malaysians, because, you know, there's more smartphones than toothbrushes apparently in the world, right? So they said like 929
That's
is still
a worrying statistic.
but 900, they, you know, according to Suen, 929 is still almost nearly as double as a normal sample size. survey. So, you know, it's
great.
And I concur with all the kind of stats. I think it's true.
We're right. We're going to take a short break, folks. We are talking, of course, about open offices, why people hate them so much that they build their own fourth walls. Good story there by Jeff, though, about mobile phones here in Malaysia and how and why people choose the phones that they do and what drives those decisions. Meanwhile, we're going to take a short break with Chuck Berry with Sweet Little 16. Don't forget, though, if you want to discuss why and how you concentrate in your open office, let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Final story coming up about what does it mean to be a people pleaser.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.